All right, have we got anything going here? Yes, we do. Welcome to the Mind Virus Show. You can find us on the web at http://www.mindvirus.show. This is Jordan Bruno, and I am podcasting solo today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. Bobby's gone somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, I'm hoping that maybe I can finish this podcast in 15 minutes. You know, that's always wishful thinking. But seriously, I really don't have a plan. Maybe I'll pop in and pop out throughout the next couple of hours and make a few comments. But I do not have a plan for the podcast today. So this could be short stuff. Hopefully entertaining. And yeah, hopefully short, I think. I think most of us out there are voting for a short podcast today. Well, anyway, I want to give a shout out to some of our listeners who had a birthday this week. I won't actually shout out their names, just the fact that they had birthdays. One last week, one yesterday, I think. Happy birthday, guys and gals, whoever you are, and on this anonymous podcast show. We're grateful for you guys listening and for your friendship and everything, and hope you had a great day on your birthdays. The next thing I want to do is remind everybody about our t-shirt contest. No TBM, it is not a wet t-shirt contest. If you win, it will arrive dry. We're giving away a t-shirt for someone who can come up with the best name for the new BYU International School of Medicine. Maybe that's the name, I don't know. But we've had a few entries in the comments section on the website. And you know, I'm a big part of the voting for the winner of this t-shirt, and I haven't won a t-shirt myself yet. I don't think we excluded ourselves from the t-shirt contest, me and Bobby, but and in fact, I think we warned you that we were going to participate, so one of us might win. And since I'm declaring right now that I get 50.1% of the vote, it's really my vote that matters. So all of y'all, if you want to win, you probably ought to, you know, do a little lobbying. But I haven't gotten a t-shirt yet, so I might be the winner. And these entries here that I'm about to read are awesome. So I don't know even why you guys would try after this. But here's some of my ideas for what the name could be. First of all, the Maud P. Pinniger Worldwide School of Anti-Naturopathy. I think that's a real positive option. We could have the BYU International School for Conspiring Men in the Last Days. There you go. If you have been living in a box the last 150 years, that would be a nod to Section 89 of the Doctrine and Covenants, which discusses how you can have better health and gain hidden treasures, great treasures, by living a more healthy lifestyle. Next entry would be the Brigham Young International School of Dedicine. Okay. So bad that it was funny. The BYU Sick Care Center. That's too accurate to be funny. And I thought this would be great. We could name it the Bloviating Yammering Undulation at the BYU. So then you could have it be the BYU at the BYU. Get that? It's the BYU, BYU. Okay. Substitute a lot of other words in there. For example, big yodeling uglies. You know, just play with it. I'm sure somebody can come up with a good acronym there. But if we can get the word undulation in there, then we could have the mascot be something like the blue tide, you know, kind of like the Alabama Crimson Tide. Because an undulation is like a wave. You know, it could be a wave like in the sea or a movement. I'm just saying, these things have worked in other places. Let's try it out. So anyway, since I'm the main person voting, that's probably going to be the winner. The BYU at the BYU. And then we'll change the mascot to an undulation, whatever that is. Well, I guess we just end there. That'd be a good spot to stop the podcast. But I haven't gotten 5 minutes yet. So I'll just read a few Babylon Bee headlines here for your general entertainment. Because they are, I mean, pretty much the news. And I know you guys want to keep up on what's going on. People are concerned about the United States Justice Department these days, but you can put yourself at ease. The Justice Department assures us Americans that P. Diddy is securely locked away in Epstein's old cell, so we don't need to worry about him. One of the top headlines on the Babylon Bee today. Another funny one. I love it when they do religious ones. Quote, maybe this will change your mind, says atheist slipping St. Peter a crisp $20 bill at the gate. I love it. Great photo there. You guys have to go check this out. It was a photo, too. I think it might have been an AI photo, but that's the same as accurate, isn't it? Let's see. Media asks Trump if he's tried reducing assassination attempts by being less Republican. Kamala accused of using performance-enhancing moderators. Deaf man asks Jesus to make him deaf again after listening to Kamala. Okay, it's funny, not funny. Democrats warn that if public libraries are defunded, homeless people will have to watch porn somewhere else. Okay, that's... Who's been to the public library lately? I'd like to know. Did the internet... How come the internet hasn't killed libraries entirely? Is it possible that there's something really important about, you know, getting over there looking at the old books? We've had some listeners talk about that before. A whole nother subject we could get into, but I won't. Let's see. Oh, Democrats invite foreign leader to meddle in U.S. elections. These aren't funny anymore on the Babylon Bee. New poll shows Kamala with huge lead among deranged assassin demographic. Genius. Trump responds to $150,000 bounty on his head by offering would-be assassins $150,001 not to kill him. Okay. A nod to The Price is Right here. These do go on and on and on. Of course, you can check this out at babylonbee.com. This will be the last one here. Oh, no, it can't. It's got to be the second, third to last. Oh, man, this gets better, the further you go down the page. Okay, Biden promises next Trump assassin will be a woman of color. I hear there's a new movie out entitled What is a Racist by the guy that did What is a Woman? I think his name's Walsh. And that it's just phenomenally clear. It just makes everything so clear. He interviews a bunch of people who will give honest responses, and he just weaves this all together in a way that you can see what the actual narrative is. I just read a review on it. I want to check it out. But yeah, Biden promises the next Trump assassin will be a woman of color. California police raid seizes over 2,000 memes. Okay, so there's been... These, of course, are nods to current events. We've had, going way back, Democrats invite foreign leader to meddle in U.S. elections. You had Zelensky from the Ukraine out here meeting with tons of Democrats, and they're all signing their names on bombs and stuff like that. Just amping up the war effort, which is crazy. I thought the Democrats were the anti-war party, but no, it's not the case. They drop more bombs than the Republicans and say they aren't doing it. We had the Justice Department recently. The FBI, the United States FBI, would not release the Memphis shooter's manifesto because it was this big transgender thing, and it was very clear that this person had been dramatically affected by the woke mind virus relative to transgenderism, and therefore shot a bunch of people. So they wouldn't release it. It got leaked out some other way, but they, within a couple of days, they leaked, you know, philosophical writings of the Ruth guy that tried to assassinate Donald Trump, and he had offered $150,000 bounty to anyone that could kill Donald Trump. So they basically put the bounty out for him, and a lot of people are going, scratching their heads, going, "What?" Which, I mean, we're getting to the point here where there's so much information available on the shenanigans of the controlling class, the corporate legacy media, and the it's essentially the Uniparty, the statist left, Republicans and Democrats. It's getting so bad that I'm just scratching my head. Who's buying it? Who's really buying this anymore? I don't know. You guys can comment and let me know who's buying it. I'm sure we've all got some relatives that we wish were not so keyed into this mainstream propaganda effort. Okay, final Babylon Bee headline. This is just too true to not read. So here it is. And go check it out. These guys are so good, so funny, and also way too true. Hillary Clinton asked to leave Costco after repeatedly accusing sample lady of being a Russian agent. it's not funny because it's true. Like, who's even listening to her anymore? I don't know. You can buy anything in this world with money. You can buy airtime. You can buy an entire, I guess you can buy the minds of entire sections of America, different generations, whatever. I guess that's what that means. So anyway. Okay. Sorry. One more from the Babylon Bee. This is mostly safe for work. Manhunt underway after lubed up Diddy slips out from between prison bars. Okay. Oh, geez. Well, what do we want to talk about today? I don't know. I'm getting close to 15 minutes here. I may just turn it off. Well, I guess right now is a good time to give a shout out to all those that commented last time on the podcast. It was 197, Wanna Be Sedated, Bathsheba's Baby, Publius, Whisker, I Play the Radio, Dimitri's back. Dimitri, upon seeing the title of this podcast, I suspect that it was reference to the Ramones song with a similar name. Alas, I was hoping for a fun and upbeat conversation about punk rock, not just a 25-second song clip. It is unfortunate that the world is not as cheerful and pleasant place as many of us would hope for it to be. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. That sounds a little more like Arnold. It's hard to do voices when Bobby's not here. He is the king of the voices. Anyway, Dimitri, thanks for posting. And of course, Bathsheba's Baby, Publius, I Play the Radio, and Whisker, who is not a furry. Well, what are we going to talk about here on this podcast? I'm just looking over some InfoWars headlines here, and there are two that are so shocking they have got to be mentioned. First of all, there's one that says, troop of monkeys stop rape of six-year-old girl in India. So this was reported in the Times of India. My daughter would have been dead by now when a monkey attack in UP foiled a man's bid to rape a six-year-old girl. This is beyond believable, but I think it's a commentary on the state of the world today. Things are getting crazy. Now, granted, when you've got a worldwide internet, it's easy to find some sort of a shock headline every day, but this is crazy. This one, though, I think I want to highlight here. Now, I just got to preface this and say, look, I'm not trying to offend any Jews or Palestinians, but the the conflict in Palestine has been going on forever. I mean, you can go back to the Crusades. You can go back to the time of Christ. You can go back to Jacob and Esau. Okay, this conflict, this tit for tat, has been going on for a long time, but it has gotten there's some really coarse stuff. Like Book of Mormon level, Book of Moroni level type of craziness going on out there. I know that's pretty, I think it's on both sides, but like this headline is, shock video, Israelis offered boat tours to view the Gaza destruction. An Israeli settler group has been organizing boat tours for families to view the destruction of Gaza from a safe distance offshore, according to reports. A disturbing scene from the recent documentary Holy Redemption, Stealing Palestinian Land by a Turkish broadcaster, TRT World, shows Israeli settler activists bring families onto boats to tour the bombing of Gaza. The purpose of the settlement movement is to get as close as possible to Gaza, to fully observe Gaza, and to understand that from now on, Gaza will be completely Jewish. Daniela Weiss, head of the far-right Nachala settler movement, declared to the tour group. I'm not going to read the rest of this, but think about that for a minute. You know, what was it? I was going to say Bunker Hill, but it was Bull Run. The first battle of the Civil War was right outside of Washington, D.C., and there were congressmen and other onlookers that had traveled from D.C. to watch that battle and were prematurely celebrating a Union victory. And, of course, they were disappointed. You know, and then for the next 5 years, the country tore itself apart. And ever since then, well, the United States has been an empire. You can't have a free country when fully one half of the country was forced into the Union that they tried to leave against their will by violence, by military force, death, destruction, coercion. Yeah. Well, anyway, again, wasn't a civil war, which is a war inside of a state. It was the war between the states. That's the more appropriate way to look at how we should refer to what people call the Civil War. And that is because the states prior to the Civil War viewed themselves as free and independent nation states that had confederated or federated in a wouldn't call it weak, but an administrative federal government that wasn't supposed to have as much power as it has today over them. And of course, after the Civil War, things began to change rapidly. So we have an American empire now, and we no longer adhere to the same cultural or legal principles that the country had purported to embrace prior to that with the Constitution. Okay. Anyway, you've got Israelis out watching the destruction of their Gaza neighbors. I get it. There was a huge invasion of southern Israel, but a lot of the whistleblowers are saying there's no way that you could get across that border without being detected, that it was highly suspicious that they walked in so easily. And so the word on the street is the Israeli government let it happen. The Netanyahu government, they were being investigated for corruption and they were not very popular. Well, you know, they've got emergency declaration control right now. And that's essentially the point, is that when you declare an emergency, the government basically does whatever it wants. And that happened during the war between the states and in the United States of America. Lincoln jailed journalists. The government took over command control of everything. And basically, until the war was completed, you're essentially under military law. Not quite, but that's what it is in actual reality. And I think that's coming to America. You know, we could talk a little bit about digital IDs. I saw in one headline, I'm not going to go find it, that California is either contemplating or has passed an age verification law. And the age verification law, I get it. Think of the children. Think of the children. We've lost more freedom in America on account of the think of the children argument than probably anything else. But the idea is that if you can get people to abandon their reason because they think they're going to be helping kids, then you can get them to do whatever that's not in the best interest of them or in society's interest. And so the idea is that social media harms kids and there's porn and there's crap online. And so we need to require certain publishers to create age verification checkpoints that people will have to go through in order to access the content that they're providing online. Now, remember, for the last 20 years, 25 years, whatever, the internet has been free. I guess it's been around for longer than that, but you know, it's really been since the late 90s that we've had an explosion of content on the internet, an explosion of information, good and bad, right? And that's been free, and you've been able to say what you want to say anonymously without too much fear of reprisal. Until, of course, the advent of social media, people that have been using their real names have found out that everything you say is recorded forever. And so you can't really just say what you want. You've got to work at trying to be anonymous. But so that kids won't be able to access social media or information that the authorities deem inappropriate for them, the Californians, they want publishers to create these age verification checkpoints. Now, that's an onerous requirement for internet publishers. That means they're going to have to do some sort of a real ID type of a check to verify a person's age, unless legally they can just get away with one of those, hey, check here if you're 18 types of things. I'm guessing the law doesn't say that, but I'm not going to look too deeply into it. My point is just to warn the listeners that age verification is just an entry point or a step up the ladder to digital ID. They want to make it so that you can't be anonymous on the internet, that you can't access it anonymously. They would love to control when people get on the internet and what they're able to do on the internet. And so if you start creating age verification systems, that's a step in that direction. Now, if we get a cyber 9/11 that affects the financial system, like Bobby and I have talked about, then internet ID will happen very, very quickly, I think. I think that would happen, though, in conjunction with a war, because I believe the powers that be would prefer to have the type of command control that I talked about just a minute ago relative to the Civil War, the war between the states, rather than just baby stepping into this. But maybe they're baby stepping into it. I don't know. But we can't allow the controlling class to shackle us with a digital ID, an internet ID, or digital money. That is essentially just de facto slavery. You will not be able to do the things that you have grown up doing. You will not be able to have the freedom of expression or to access things that, I mean, guaranteed, they're just going to, all you do is create a label like propagandist, misinformationist, or, you know, a hater, right? You say something like, this type of speech is hate speech. You create a law against a certain type of speech, doesn't matter what it is, then you criminalize it, and then you just add to it. So one day hate speech is violent threats against any protected class, like the trans, gay, or Jew, or women, or whatever you want it to be. And the next day you add something like, well, they talked about guns, or you can't talk about guns because that's hate speech, or you can't criticize the government because that's hate speech. And pretty soon you do not have freedom of speech, even though you, in America, we have a First Amendment. And that's the way I think these statists, these Napoleonic bureaucrats, as Bobby would define them, that's one way that they intend to eliminate dissent and retake control of the narrative in America. So we cannot allow that those ideas to remain unchallenged. It doesn't matter how dangerous society is. You cannot give up your guns, and you cannot give up your freedom of speech. You cannot give up your freedom of accessing information on the internet, and we should never give up our Fourth Amendment rights to be secure in our persons and our papers and our property. They need to go through due process of law to limit those things, and they're very carefully attacking those rights. Another way that they're attacking those rights is through red flag laws. Sometimes, what do they call those? They call them sometimes extreme risk protection orders, ERPOs. That's even better than a red flag law, because they can just say, well, it was an ERPO. And the idea is that someone that knows you, say a family member, in every family you've got these vigilant lefty statist people, this controlling class, the do-gooder that wants to, the aunt or the sister that doesn't like that her brother has a bunch of guns. All they got to do is go to the court, say you're a danger, say that you have guns, and then the court decides that they will take your stuff, take your guns, and then you have to fight the court with your money and time and effort to get your stuff back. That's an inversion of due process. That's why the people of the United States were adamant that the Bill of Rights be attached to the Constitution before they joined in a more structured, more powerful federation than the Articles of Confederation created right after the Declaration of Independence. They did the Bill of Rights because they did not want the government to be able to take this kind of power to itself. But there are many states that have red flag laws right now, or extreme risk protection order laws. It looks like, at least as of the end of 2023, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. That's almost half of the states. That is sick, where they just do away with all pretense and take people's Second Amendment rights without due process of law. So that's essentially what America is being ensnared in right now on all fronts. On the free speech front with the hate speech stuff, on the Second Amendment front with extreme risk protection orders or red flag laws. Back to free speech, the banning of memes, the banning of misinformation, disinformation, and misinformation, disinformation, and lies, conspiracy theories. There we go. That sort of thing, the controlling class, the statist left, so to speak, including Republicans and Democrats, right? They are pushing for that kind of control. And the reason is because the oligarchy, the people who are at the very top, are puppeteering their representatives, trying to get these laws passed so that they can continue to promote their agendas without the resistance that is forming up in the public. And when the public loses its voice and loses its guns, they will be impotent to respond. So we can never let that happen. And I think you're seeing a huge pushback in America to stuff like that going on right now. I mean, they went too far with, I think, the trans stuff and the, boys or men in girls' sports, pornography in schools. And you see parents all over the country, whether they're Christian or whatever, not, a lot of them aren't. They're just rational thinking individuals who come out to the school boards and they're explaining, you can't do this. This is pornographic. In some cases, they won't even let the parents read the books that are in the school libraries because they are actually pornographic. And people are having a hard time getting this fixed. But the question is, does the mechanism still work? Can they vote people out? Can they get the good people in? And can the momentum be shifted back to a more rational, traditional, logical governance structure, or do we have to put up with this criminality? And the problem, I think the big problem that the traditional conservative slash moderate individuals, you know, those who are rational thinking, those that are moral, that they're going to have, is that they're starting to realize that the statists, the controllers, and the 10 or 20% of the population that's going along with them, the power hungry little Napoleons, those folks don't play fair. So when they rig elections, when they use complicated, obfuscated bureaucratic rules to avoid doing what the public wants, then the public has to come out with the pitchforks and torches. And when that, and that's the question, are we on the verge of that or not? It sure looks like it, because the only response to the pitchforks and torches is a distraction. We've already had one huge distraction in COVID. The next distraction, I think, is going to have to be bigger. That's why I'm worried about the potential for worldwide war breaking out. They need something bigger, because the people are waking up, and that's how it's been traditionally handled throughout history. And of course, we are at a unique point in the progression of history. So history rhymes with itself, but it doesn't actually repeat. So it's going to be similar, but it's going to be different. It's going to be the events that occur will be custom crafted for our situation here in the modern world, in the third millennium since the coming of the Lord. And it's going to get crazy, I think. Now, you can say, well, maybe not, Jordan. Maybe you're just being a little bit of a doom porn purveyor here, and your pessimism is unwarranted. It's possible that my pessimism is unwarranted, but I have to say, yes, there is a conspiracy. It's obvious to me. If you don't want to see it, you'll ignore it to your peril. And now is the time for you and your family to make preparations. Now is the time for you to speak up and to find out who the people are that you can trust in your circle of friends and in your family. And think ahead about how you're going to handle these things when they happen. It appears that it's happening in slow motion, you know, something big every few years. We've had a lot of big things in the last few years. If you look at it on the world scale, we've had COVID, we've had a rigged election, we had the January 6th thing, we've had several people who didn't kill themselves, like Epstein, right? You had the assassination attempts on a former president who's also running for the presidency. You have the deposing of a sitting president, essentially. We really don't know who's running the country right now. But after that last debate between Biden and Trump, and after the assassination attempt, very clearly there was a what we might call a palace coup. And now you have a candidate for president on the, you know, in our two-party system. One of the parties is actually... This party is actually calling itself the Democrats, and they have a candidate that nobody voted for. It's beyond the pale. And by the way, men can become women if they want. So we're in crazy land. I don't think that any rational person can argue that's where we're at. Okay, well, I think that I'm going to leave it there. Again, this is sort of a miscellaneous items episode, following up on some of the conversations that we've had recently, hitting current events, giving you the winner picks for the BYU at the BYU, the new name for the medical school. Just kidding. The contest goes on, I think, until November. I think we said Thanksgiving, right, Bobby?
Right. Let's go till Thanksgiving.
What's a good Bobby voice?
Well, I've got to go hunting next week, so I'm not going to be there. And while I'm gone, could you make sure not to talk about anything interesting? Because I'd rather be here for that. That's more Kermit the Frog. Okay, Bobby, you need to come on and do your own trademark voice. We're looking forward to having you back. Seriously. It's always better when it's a conversation, especially if I don't have any ideas of what to talk about. But yeah, it is a black pill episode. I am very concerned personally and definitely tired the last couple of days. So you're getting the unfiltered musings of somebody who's fairly pessimistic about what's going on here. But fortunately, we have time to prepare. I'm not saying you should run for the hills, but you gotta get your mind right, and you gotta let's say put your house in order, right? Think about what might happen and where your family's vulnerabilities might lie. And of course, let's not lose our humanity in all this. Remember, I think that this goes for all the listeners of the show. You guys are good people. There's a lot of people you can help. Now's a good time to help. It's always a good time to help. If you see a need, it doesn't have to come with strings attached. They don't have to adopt your ideas entirely, but you can do a lot of good, you know. Let's just end this podcast here. 36 minutes into it. Yes, you get out of school early today. I'm going to go to King James Version, Matthew 5. And let's say this to the listeners of the podcast. Verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Well, everybody, I hope you have a good week. I hope that you guys are all doing okay. Love the comments. Thanks, guys, for commenting. Let's get some more entries. You can enter the t-shirt contest for the school, the BYU International Medical School name, as many times as you want. And yeah, some of those are, there's been some good entries so far. So it's crazy times. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a good week. We'll see you next week on the Mind Virus Podcast at mindvirus.show. Take care.